When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000. Thus ends the reading of the gospel. They were like sheep without a shepherd. That's how Jesus saw the crowd that had followed him. The gospel says that his heart was moved with pity for them. Large numbers of people were there at the day's end, and like any good shepherd, Jesus was concerned about their feeding. His disciples were more concerned about where they would get the food. They hadn't invited these people after all. Word had simply gotten out, and the people had followed Jesus to this remote place. Unlike the disciples, Jesus believed in abundance. There would be enough because the people had listened to him and would be willing to give all they had. It's so clear that the disciples of Jesus were not the same, and we are not the same as Jesus either. And that might be the message of this gospel story, the difference between believing in abundance and living in fear. Obviously, there were a large number of people who wanted to listen. They also wanted to be fed. Jesus was the bread of life even then, and that was something else that the disciples still hadn't gotten. The story tells us, though, that somebody in the crowd was willing to give all he had. And it was out of that abundance that Jesus was able to feed everyone. So this gospel story is about abundance, and it's also about trust. Jesus trusted that by asking for what resources were available, someone in the crowd would receive. And then he did what he always did. He looked to heaven, and he blessed the bread. He did the same with the fish, and everyone ate, filled by the abundance. So the question is, how do you live? Like the fearful disciples, or trusting in abundance as Jesus did?